Well, Crows and Carlton tomorrow. It's under the Marvel lid. Joining us is the coach's coach development manager, Mickey Gotta. Mick, welcome.
Thanks, Riley. G'day, Timmy.
Hey, Mick.
Now, two in, two out. The captain's run. No other fitness dramas?
No, not this stage. No, everyone trained well. Trained at Melbourne Uni this afternoon, and everyone got through okay. So we're, ready to go for tomorrow.
Talk us through your second ruck options.
Obviously Lockie's done it before for us a couple of times, Lockie Gallant, and he'll, Riley's going to carry a fair bit of the load. There's no doubt that he's, last week he carried a lot of it as well when we subbed out Chris. So, Lockie's done it. He's ready for it, and, we've certainly set up around it. But, Riley's going to carry a fair load, as we know, Rowan.
Was Strawny an option or a consideration? I'd have had him in this week. I'd have gone in with two ruck. Yeah.
No, certainly, mate. Those things are discussed, as you know, the way match committee works, they get discussed strongly. Double ruck, whether we could do something like that, whether we can ruck from the back line as well. James Borlase done some ruck work before, so all those scenarios are thrown up. But yeah, obviously, we selected the team that we thought was best to win tomorrow, and that's the way we went.
Yeah. Will the midfield have another new look, or is it same-same?
Same-same in terms of Saligo, Rochelle, Rankin, if you're talking about those guys rolling through there, they'll certainly roll through a certain time. Crouchy and Dorr still spent a bit of time out in the wing and a little bit forward last week as well, and Lairdy. So the midfield has been the midfield. We've been getting hands on the footy. We had one bad week with that, but the rest of the time we've been okay in there. But clearly we've got other areas that we haven't done well in that we need to improve in.
Hey, Mickey, is it frustrating not having the SANFL playing? You guys have played four games at AFL level, only the one at SANFL level. Is sort of like Dan Curtin a victim of that, where you can't have a decent look at them?
Yeah, really tough to me, to be honest, mate. I've had to train, obviously, in small groups, and our schedule's been reasonably challenging as well, the AFL schedule, where we've been around Australia and different nights, which is great, great for our footy club. But, yeah, it's been a challenge, so those guys haven't had any consistency at the next level, and we've played the one proper game against South a couple of weeks ago, and that's really hard for them to put the runs on the board. So it's certainly it'd be nice to get out there tomorrow for them, and they can prove how far they've come.
Luke Pedler has been named on a half forward in the SANFL team. Will he play there? Is that trying to get him adjusted to a new role, or will he go straight into midfield and be the midfield ball that he is?
Yeah, he'll be midfield, Timmy, no doubt. He'll play a little bit of forward time, because clearly that's where he's going to play at AFL along with his time in the midfield. Yeah. So we see him as a long-term midfield forward, and that's where he'll play tomorrow. So he'll start in the middle, and as I said, he'll spend a little bit of time elsewhere, but he's obviously disappointed not being in the side. His first few weeks weren't quite to the level we would love him to be at. So he's just got to go back. And as you say, he's a victim of not having a game last week. It's disappointing, but opportunity to get out there and give it what he's got.
Why has the scoring dried up in that last kick inside 50, any conversions, and you're only averaging 5.5 marks inside 50? It's a body of work where the numbers are so damning, Godsey. I don't think anyone saw this coming.
No, and we're the same. We didn't see that coming. Yeah. Obviously, teams are defending us extremely well. Clearly we were a very good scoring team last year, so they've gone to work on that. So we've had to make some adjustments, but we're not executing as well as we would like through that half forward and into our forward 50. So we need to we've been doing a lot of work on it, and clearly it's been a major part of our training in the last few weeks, because we identified early, I guess, after the Gold Coast game, which was a wet one, but against Geelong, we had 65 inside 50s from memory, and we couldn't, get the win. So that's an area we need to improve. So there's a lot of things going on behind the scenes, but yeah, certainly we saw some improvement last week against Melbourne, which we really liked. So hopefully tomorrow we can continue that improvement curve.
Godsey, good luck tomorrow. I don't think many are backing you in, but, if ever there was a time and a place and a team to do it, I think it's tomorrow under that lid. Good luck.
Thanks very much, guys. Cheers.
Yeah, well done. Mickey Godden, tough job.